Welcome to The Buyer's Desk, your weekly resource for all things natural food retail. Each month starts with a deep dive into SPINS data, spotlighting growth trends and key industry insights. Then I'll bring you conversations with industry leaders and highlight brands making waves in the natural channel. We'll wrap up each month with actionable strategies, collaborative discussions, and tactical tips to help you thrive. This season is packed with fresh perspectives, big ideas, and everything you need to stay informed in natural food retail. Welcome back to a brand new season of The Buyer's Desk. I'm Angela Bozo, joined this morning by my co-host, Pat Sheridan. How's it going, Pat?
It's going great, Angela. Good to be back together.
Love that. Very excited about this upcoming episode, my interview with Jim Olson, Senior Retail Insights Manager at SPINS. He walks me through the evolution of SPINS Satori to SPINS capital I Intelligence, which, you know, Pat, you got a little preview of. We all did at the Expo West SPINS party this year.
We did. And it's still early days for AI. Which is a really frightening and exciting thing that's going on in our world. So I'm excited to hear the interview because I haven't listened to it all the way through. And maybe you can give us a little sneak peek before our listeners hear the whole thing.
Well, absolutely. It's awesome to hear about a partner that is evolving technologically. And, you know, to your point, love that we're like going to just call it out. There are some parts of AI adoption that are a little bit frightening. Jim does go out of his way here to talk about the fact that because SPINS is a closed system, when you go into SPINS capital I Intelligence, you are not using the amount of resources that we imagine you may be using when you're doing more complicated larger system AI queries. So that was nice. And then he's also like highlighting a little bit of that awesome member benefit that we've got going in the form of iX1, that river database where everybody has the opportunity to download product imagery and look at the SPINS attributes attached to them.
Yeah, and that's so important. It has been for a long time. Infra being a founding member of iX1, it's been important since the beginning, but what SPINS has been doing with that product since they acquired iX1 has been amazing. So I'm really excited about what we're going to hear about that too.
Well, one more quick thing for any member out there that loves their current Satori experience. Jim assures us that if you love all those clicks, you can still click. So even though the platform is evolving, if you are used to what you do and that part of your job is habit, SPINS is there for you.
Awesome. Well, keep clicking if you want to keep clicking.
Love that. Without further ado. Welcome to The Buyer's Desk. I'm Angela, and I am joined by my friend and colleague, Jim Olson, Senior Insight Manager at SPINS. Jim has done an enormous amount of contributing to The Buyer's Desk, but usually we let him kind of run with his own piece, highlighting data and talking to our category manager team. Today, he has graced me with his presence in order to break down some of the new things happening over at SPINS. So let's just kick this off with, how's it going today, Jim?
It's going wonderful. Thank you for the really nice glowing introduction. I also will take SPINS Major Domo as a title, just because we don't get to say that word enough in life. And so I want to take this opportunity to shoot my shot.
I love that for you. And I'm making a note so that the next time we do something like this, I'll just flow right into that intro.
Perfect. Much appreciated.
So many things have changed in the world of technology, and I think SPINS is on the precipice of some big changes. So tell me what you know. Let's talk about it. What's going on in your world?
Yeah, no, it's been fun. I've been at SPINS for a little over 8 years now. Just hit my 8-year mark back in February.
And congratulations.
Thank you. It's been pretty wild. I think I was employee number 220-something, 230, and now we're at 500. And it's been pretty amazing to see just the growth, not only of the company in terms of headcount, but just the technological advances that we've been able to incorporate into our solutions for our brand partners, and our retailer partners and our larger industry partners as well, you know, have becoming a organization that is recognized and quoted in Forbes and Fast Company and New York Times. It's a really cool thing, you know, being an integral part of the keynote at Expo West. It's a really cool time to be with Spins and to be maybe biased, say, but be a partner of Spins, right? To kind of be here at this newest era of what we are and what we are doing for the natural foods industry.
I love that. And let's make it a little more specific. So our members at Infra, although many other retailers across the country, use your Spins tool Sartori in order to align on what they're carrying, what's hot in their region, what could be up and coming. Actually, I know that even if I sat here and did my best Oxford comma long running sentence, I would still not be able to highlight all of the incredible things you can do in Sartori. Attributes. Anyway, so I know Sartori is changing. And so can we start there? Because I think it's maybe the most exciting thing for some of our members that even if they are technologically adept, they're also time starved. So tell me what's happening with Sartori.
Yeah. So Sartori has been a wonderful tool for us for, over a decade now. It's gone through three different iterations to kind of refine it and make it as useful as possible, as you mentioned, you know, taking retailer point of sale data, incorporating it into our database, overlaying it with great product attributes from our Spins product intelligence, you know, certifications, pack size, count, label claims, dietary alignment, ingredients contained or not contained, you name it. You can divvy up and make it just the most advanced, perfect search tool to find out what's selling in stores, you know, where brands could possibly fit on a store shelf and where a store's shelves might need some TLC. It's been a phenomenal tool for that for us and for all of our industry partners. Going into 2026, I suppose even 2025, because it's so, I want to give perfect credit to our great team of engineers, right? We knew that it was time for the next evolution in terms of being able to supply our partners with a usable tool that meets the needs of the time. And in 2026, what that typically leads to is AI, artificial intelligence. So we have been developing our own tool called Spins Intelligence for the past year and a half, and are very excited to roll it out this summer, that takes all the best aspects of Sartori, of what you know about Spins, and make it more faster, you know, more speed, get insights quicker, no more clicking, hoping, and then refining, clicking. You know, more speed, more accessibility, and, you know, more confidence than ever before. Our AI is purpose-built for CPG data, trained on, exclusively connected to Spins data. So again, everything you know and love about Spins data, but just faster, more accessible, and with a higher level of confidence than ever before.
All right. So I'm not clicking anymore. I'm prompting. Is that right?
Yes. Query based. And what I love about the query, it's trained on Spins data. So it's CPG data. So it knows acronyms. You know, when I'm using Copilot to, you know, tweak a Excel file or PowerPoint, sometimes I find myself over explaining, you know, what Lyft is or, you know, ARP to make sure that, you know, I don't get some weird autocorrect that switches ARP to CARP, you know.
Not, yeah. Right?
Sure. This is relevant. So easier, just plain English queries that get you that data and get it to you in a format that makes sense for our industry, right? They know Lyft, they know ARP, and they know equivalized units, you know, plain English queries to get to that information, and then, you know, adding additional queries on top of that to refine.
We could spend a whole episode talking about how much we love acronyms in grocery. I actually think that's very cool. Spins Intelligence speaks grocery and CPG acronym. Amazing. How have you, let me back up. Have you gotten to play with this tool?
A little bit, yeah. As it rolls out to our partners, our brand partners this summer, our retailer partners this fall. You're welcome, first of all, because all this spent employees have been kind of using this in tandem with Satori to double check and refine and make sure all these queries come up correct. They're going to pull up what people would expect them to over time, you know, caching that, these questions and prompts over and over again to refine. For folks out there who don't mind a couple mouse clicks, there are still some headers. You can do drop downs and filters just to hone in before you start typing in. But sure, that's not necessary each time. It's a preference-based thing.
Which, that makes a lot of sense, right? If I'm a Sartori super user and there are a certain number of clicks that I am used to doing, I appreciate that you would keep something static. In your opinion, you know, I feel like I think like so many want to at least have a cursory understanding of AI. So in your opinion, like how sophisticated is this prompt model? Like, are we going to need to adopt a new language, or can I really just go into Sartori and be like, take a look at my soda set and recommend three brands that each carry at least three SKUs that I should be incorporating into my category?
Yeah. It's super great. You know, so much more the latter than the former, right?
Okay,
it understands,
awesome.
You know, set. It understands brands, understands top performers, and it understands, you know, drivers, decliners, you name it. It's what's great. So it's not a chatbot, right? It's not something you can ask what the weather is. You know, it's not conversational. It's not like, good morning, Angela. You know, how is
I'm so glad you asked me about your soda set. It was so smart of you to consider it.
Did you pull in that Stiller soda yet?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, the queries, again, they're built off Spin's data. You know, it's you know, your Claude and your ChatGPT and all those Gemini, all those other ones, they scrape across every possible source across the internet to find things, which helps, you know, cuts down a lot of time. Everybody loves the time-saving aspect of these chatbots, but they're also pulling across less verifiable sources, like bogus YouTubers, you know, recording at 2 a.m. in the basement. So it kind of dilutes. You get these hallucinations. Spin's intelligence is trained on, and it's a kind of called a closed system exclusively on Spin's data. So it's same Spin's data that brands and retailers have been relying on for the past two decades. Still the same thing, right? They're not pulling random things from, you know, homemade websites. It's Spin's data, comes from the retailers. It is verifiable. It is accurate. I don't know what the sales data equivalent is of a six-fingered human hand, but you won't find it in Spin's intelligence. No hallucinations, just verifiable real data.
Had a moment of like, what does the Princess Bride have to do with this conversation? I just dated myself. Okay, I love that because I do think that there, I've been convinced by the internet that there's some nuance in terms of prompting. So I think anybody in our ecosphere that is interested in coming along on the Spin's intelligence ride, if you're already speaking just minor grocery or minor CPG, you are set to make a prompt.
Absolutely.
Love that. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about Spin's intelligence? Honestly, having been the person at Infra who occasionally has put pen to paper to make user guides, even though Spin's has great user guides, you know, to go through all of the different ways that you could parse data, whereas that capability is amazing, I do think that there are a lot of people out there that are going to be very psyched just to start typing into a box. So tell me what else you want anyone to know.
Yeah. And we have, you know, we're rolling out a long tail of education and training for, even though this is a big step up, right? There's some folks who have been antsy for this for the past 3-4 years. And there's users also who are just getting into it now and they say, I don't know what this is. I need help. We'll have webinars. We'll have one pagers. We'll have on-demand video. They need to help kind of people slowly graduate into this new format. Satori will stick around for a while. We're not sunsetting that just yet. But Spin's intelligence really is going to be our tool of the future. And it's going to help us incorporate a lot of our other solutions as well into it. It's really fun. You know, you can use there's kind of two main tabs. There's the Explorer tab to go type in your queries. And there's also a pin board option where you can set up some preset queries. but that's more of a visual representation. So pulling graphs and charts on brand performance, retailer performance, channel performance. Again, kind of the drivers, decliners, have things. So when you log in, here's just everything I need in this perfect little dashboard that I set up. One of the things we always get asked at Spins, like, oh, is this visualize? You got to do the extra step, export to Excel, then add, you know, go click, make it more visual. All that's housed within Spins Intelligence, which is super nice.
I love it. It really just feels like it sort of pares down to less clicks, unless you want to click, but less clicks. Okay, amazing.
Oh, the last thing I'll say too, I know there has been some hesitancy across some folks, both inside and outside the industry, based on power required for artificial intelligence, right? Now, the outputs needed. Spins Intelligence, because it's a closed system and only feeds on our own internal database, it is not like large language models. You know, those Claudes and those ChatGPTs have to be set up to answer anything from, you know, writing, you know, write me a poem to, you know, help me code, you know, my app. So they have to need like hundreds of billions, if not trillions of different parameters ready to go. Just setting those up, it's like, I read it's energy needed just to set up those large language models is the equivalent of driving a car to the moon and back. A lot, right? Spins Intelligence is more built for purpose. So again, it's, as we mentioned before, just speak CBG. It's only meant for CBG things. High level accuracy with a lot less background computing necessary. If you say, you know, give me the, what are my Siete sales for jalapeno lime? There's only so many ways to get to that data, especially when it's just focused on Spins data. So it gets a lot faster, up to 90% more energy efficient than some of these large language models. So the overall carbon footprint or energy footprint is so much lower, demonstrably, extravagantly lower, which is a nice thing to be able to say to folks in this day and age.
Extravagantly lower is really fun to say just in general. So Spins Intelligence, less clicks unless you want them, and no need to drive to the moon. You can take that. You can put that on a t-shirt. You're welcome.
There you go.
But to be real, actually, I'm really happy that you called that out, because as anything, any new technological adoption, right? Like, there are the people out there that, and rightfully so, data center build, water consumption, these things that hopefully we're all looking at. It's really nice to know how your system specifically is different from that, but still using the intuitive prompting methodology and, like, you know, making it easier for someone without the extra resource lift. Beautiful. Wonderful. Very exciting. Spins Intelligence, really looking forward to it. Definitely know that you are always available to come on the buyer's desk and let us know how it's going. Would be really interesting to know how, like, the machine learning on your side progresses, right? I've got to imagine that there's something that you're learning from the way that people decide to put in prompts and ask for data. So, like, looking forward to additional evolution.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I talk with infra members all day long, every day, every week. And there's same with anybody anywhere in the US. You know, some members have been antsy, have been integrating AI already in their own workflows and in their stores. Some haven't quite done anything with it but are interested. You know, hopefully Spins can be that good entry point for folks who may have hesitancy or who may love it and find a good medium for great utility.
Right. I do like thinking about being really conscious about leveraging the power of data while also bringing a human component, right? Like, anything that Spins tells you is certainly absolutely valid, but you may not want to disco those two SKUs that you keep on the shelf because there's one customer named Sharon that you know that comes in twice a month in order to get the thing. And no matter how intelligent Spins Intelligence gets, it's never going to know about Sharon. So there is a piece of, like, having this data model, but then, like, also adding your own personal experience and expertise to it. And I love the way that, like, even you just now, like, acknowledge that, right? Like, beautiful.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we've had, I don't know how many times I've had this conversation just in passing or at the infra-annual conference, like, you know, how much, what percentage of category management and category decisions is it? Are you data-driven? Are you gut-driven? You know, what's that point? Where are you on that scale that you trust? It's a different answer for different people, right? And just like Satori has always provided you data insights, like, yeah, but you also have to layer on, like, oh, I know that my sunscreen set was small because, you know, that shelf broke and we couldn't, you know, use that end cap until totally. You know, Bobby had the screwdriver fixed. And so, like, yeah, of course, these numbers are skewed that way, right? So there's always that human component that will never go away. There's always the foundation of good grocery business, right?
Absolutely. And I think you could also make a very interesting argument around adding something like the ability just to go in and prompt and just kind of as a human, write it out the way you want to write it, does also kind of acknowledges that the humanity in data, which I think is just going to be as we continue to move toward a more, I'm not going to say AI centric future, but as we consider how we're going to incorporate AI, I really appreciate both the resource and the humanity piece that's been considered. Maybe a little specific to infra membership, but still incredibly exciting. I know we have been on a journey. Spins went back and acquired the Data Council, and with that got the River database of product imagery. And so, tell me a little bit about where River and iX1 are at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Data Council had a service called iX1, product image hub database. Spins purchased it last year. The new tool is named River, RIVIR. And it's the same thing, same great features, even more up to date. It's such a perfect product image database, very accessible by both retailers and brand partners. And then River is just the name of the tool, accessed by both those types of partners to pull images. We have over 150,000 different products housed in there, supplied by about 9,500 different brands. And it's just such a wonderful tool for all different types of users to get in and find product images of need.
I think even if you're not doing your own flyer, you probably have a social media presence where it might be interesting to have product images, whatever you can make, signage more specific. But in addition to just the imagery, I feel like, isn't there kind of a bit of information in that database as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens is, you know, brands or retailers or distributors will send their products to be captured by River, scanned, you know, front, back, side, underneath, top, bottom, flat pack, whatever it is. Or brands sometimes just upload it themselves for quicker results and updates. Then Spins overlays additional data points, marketing and sales materials, attributes, once again, certifications, pack size, counts, product dimensions, measurements, anything that could help a user refine and identify their desired search. And then finally, retailers and brands can access this information either through directly logging into the River portal themselves, or they can go a step further if they're really advanced, set up an API or their type of feed to get that ongoing and feed into existing tools they have.
So smart. Take the data that you already have, lay it over the cool image database. And, you know, if people leave this conversation, just remembering that A, Spins is doing something cool, and B, Angela loves an attribute. I feel like that we'd be doing okay. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for your partnership really on two levels. I think that the way that Spins supports infra is incredible. I think that the information, database, images, now AI intelligence that our members have access to is incredible. But also second, you have been such a phenomenal contributor to the podcast. You are really one of my favorite episodes every month. I love the way that you articulately break down what sometimes is a kind of complicated concept in different category and subcategory data. And so I really appreciate you doing a second episode this month and joining me to talk about all things Spins. One more time, my friend, is there anything you wanted to talk about? Spins Intelligence, iX1, River, anything at all you want to make sure we get in here at the end?
you know, feel free to reach out to myself, JOLSON at spins.com, or my colleague Kyle Youngs, KYOUNGS at spins.com. Happy to answer questions on Spins Intelligence again for our retailer partners, hoping to roll out Access this fall, brand partners coming this summer, River Access for our infra members, completely free, which is a pretty amazing deal under a larger master agreement. So happy to get you set up. As you mentioned, it's great for category managers, work in sync with existing shelf planning tools, planogram tools, great for the marketing team. Accessing up-to-date and centralized product assets to populate your campaigns. And then it's just a really good, reliable source of truth to understand, you know, store alignment with product claims and certifications.
Could you let me know how many people reach out subject line major domo or like really write that in the body of the email?
Yes, I'm going to tally that and I'll include that on my annual review for as I seek a new title.
I love that so much. Jim Olson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today. Really looking forward to all things Spins, and we'll definitely get you to be on the show another time so you can tell me how it's going.
Love it. Thank you so much.